Our series of conversations with candidates in the special election for the 7th Congressional District wraps up today ahead of next Tuesday's primary vote. That district spans 20 counties across northern and central Wisconsin. The decision from voters there next Tuesday will determine who advances to the special general election in May. Jason Church is a retired Army captain and Afghanistan war veteran. He's running as a Republican in that race. Jason, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on.
What is your, before we get into issues, what's your basic pitch to voters to vote for you on Tuesday?
I never wanted to be in politics. I wanted to have a career in the military. That's how I wanted to serve our nation. But after I was injured in Afghanistan and lost my legs, I couldn't serve in the way that I had wanted to since I was 5 years old. But I'll tell you this, even though the Taliban took my legs, America's enemies didn't extinguish my desire to serve. It's still there. It still burns in me. And there are things right now that need leadership in Washington that come from outside of politics. And my experience on the battlefield and making life or death decisions will, I think, make a big difference in the swamp or the beltway.
Let's start now with the economy. What do you see as some of the biggest economic challenges facing the 7th Congressional District?
Well, first, let's look at some of the things that have gone well economically. Obviously, the Trump administration, we have had record low unemployment. Wages have gone up, and there are a lot of things that attribute to that. One has been the tax cuts and deregulation that has occurred with the Trump administration. And one thing that I would like to work on, certainly with the president in Washington, would be fostering more trade deals like the USMCA. This deal should have been done, in my opinion, a year ago. The fact that it was held up in the House for as long as it was, to me, signified more of a political ploy instead of thinking about the men and women who really not only work and create but also consume here in the United States. I'd like to work not only on more deals like that, but certainly, obviously, we have the UK leaving the EU, and that's a new trade deal that will need to be worked on. And I'd like to see other areas that would certainly be really looking forward to receiving American products and working on deals with the president to make that happen.
We've heard concerns in recent years about the dairy industry here in Wisconsin, in particular a lot of bankruptcies, farm bankruptcies over the years. Do you see specific policy solutions that could help out dairy farmers in your district and around the state?
We have some of the best products in the world produced here in Wisconsin and some of the best dairy products known anywhere. And obviously the USMCA had part of the solution here. The Canadians for the longest time were basically, you know, subsidizing their milk pricing, subsidizing their milk industry in general. And the new agreement allows us to actually be able to not only export more there, but also make the actual trade and transaction more fair. I think we need to do more of that. I think there is markets around the world that want that, and I would like to work with the president on being able to provide him with not only the basis of some of these trade deals, but work with him hand in hand on it.
We asked our listeners to provide questions for candidates on our Ideas Network Facebook page. Marianne gave us one of our questions. We've been running past the candidates. Marianne wants to know if you'll protect people, she says, with pre-existing conditions in the healthcare system.
I think that's something that we have talked about time and time again. The president has talked about with pre-existing conditions. This is something that's very important, and I think that the current healthcare system, as it is designed right now, is really it's not working, and part of it is because the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, if you will, has basically slammed on regulations, slammed on basically higher deductibles, higher premiums, and is pushing people out of the market. When you look at northern Wisconsin, when you look at what we have here, we have Marshfield Clinic, which has been an innovator in rural medicine. And right now, they want to be able to provide more services throughout northern Wisconsin. But because of regulations from the federal government that really limit the ability for telecommunication with a provider, they are limited in what they can offer. And it's hard for people to drive, you know, the hours and hours, you know, if you're going from northern Wisconsin, if you're going from Tomahawk and trying to come down to Marshfield, from getting the care that they need. We need more price transparency, and we also need to be able to have health insurance sold across state lines, because right now, everything that's set up in the system right now from regulation inflates cost and reduces efficiency of care.
Talking to Jason Church, one of the two Republican candidates in the primary race for the 7th Congressional District. Peggy on Facebook wrote, do you support term limits for all politicians?
I am a firm supporter of term limits. I have said throughout my campaign that I pledge to serve no more than 4 terms or 8 years. And I think part of the problem in Washington right now is we've had too many people who have been trying to move up the ladder to get into higher office and then sit there, and then they make political decisions, not decisions based on what the constituents need. And we have people there for decades and decades. And this is Republicans and Democrats. So I would be a firm proponent of putting a bill, if you know I could get some colleagues to sign along with it, to propose term limits on the floor. And what I think that would do is it would force members of Congress to bring a yay or nay vote. And regardless of the outcome, if they vote no, they have to go back to their constituencies and justify that. There has to be a process that started, and as a congressman, that's something that I not only firmly believe in but want to help implement.
Do you see areas in Congress where you could see yourself working across the aisle and getting things done with Democrats in Congress?
There are a couple areas. I mean, obviously China right now is a growing threat. What they have done really in trade over the last 2 decades has been quite frankly, theft. I mean, when you look at what they've done with intellectual property and stealing it from American companies, creating mere organizations to price out American manufacturers, really since they've been admitted to the World Trade Organization, they have done this and they've enriched themselves. They've created really a large, large industrial base that is now going to be able to put more resources into their military, which they are now using to really push pressure on their neighbors. The original islands that have been built in the South China Sea, they said was for scientific purposes. They have airstrips on there. They have military equipment on there. They are trying to expand their force. They are using Huawei, a telecom provider, which recently we've seen reports that they have backdoor ways into the hardware to allow the Communist Party to really infiltrate even a Western network like one in Britain. These are things, and what China's doing is something that both parties see as a problem right now. Obviously, it's not something that's being talked about a lot in the news, but I can tell you there are both Republicans and Democrats who see what China's doing as a major problem. The other one I will say is also infrastructure. This was something that a lot of people hoped could have been done in the last year or two, but obviously politics became way more of a focus than sound policy. But you know, our infrastructure in this country is at a low rate right now. And to be able to invest in that, there are certainly Republicans and Democrats on board with that. Now, coming from northern Wisconsin, I'm going to certainly push for more of that to be here and come home. Obviously, we have some issues with our infrastructure up here that need to be addressed. But I know that's an area where both Republicans and Democrats see a need.
We heard from Craig on Facebook, who asks what actions you would take to help prepare us for and to combat against climate change.
Well, let's look at a couple things. Number one, the carbon emissions in the United States have gone down over the last 10 years, and the Trump administration has taken the proper steps on that. The Paris climate deal, which to me, with the signatories on there, was not going to do a darn thing, and President Trump was right to pull out of it. When I see the things that are going on right now, no one wants to pollute our rivers. No one wants to tear down our forests. We have some of the best and most pristine land in the world here in northern Wisconsin. We want to protect that. But I will tell you that that doesn't happen from burdensome feel-good regulation that stymies growth, that stymies innovation. And to be quite frank with you, I think this administration has done more than previous in this matter.
A lot of people have said you and your primary opponent agree on a lot of issues, a lot of the key issues. How would you distinguish yourself from Tom Tiffany on Election Day?
I'm not someone who's trying to move up the ladder in politics. I never saw myself doing this. For me, I wanted to serve our country in uniform. But after I was injured, I couldn't do that anymore. But I still want to serve and give back. And I can tell you this. This district cannot have just another rubber stamp vote. It needs a fighter. And I will be the conservative warrior that we need here in the 7th Congressional District to represent us and sometimes kick down doors if necessary. The thing is, when the coasts of this country get ideas, they sometimes look at us as flyover country, and they love to pass us over. And I can tell you in Congress that that will never happen to this district.
As we wrap up, day one, if you're elected, what is your top priority?
Top priority day one. Well, at this point, we need to be able to make sure that the NDAA goes through. We need to make sure that we have the things to make sure our military is funded. To me, that is a top priority of the federal budget every year when it comes to discretionary spending. I would also like to start looking at ways of really strengthening trade deals. Obviously, I talked about that a little bit earlier in the program, but I'd like to make sure to work with the White House to ensure that our manufacturers and farmers are taken care of and make sure that we have fair and reciprocal deals.
Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Jason Church, retired Army captain and Afghanistan war veteran. He's running as a Republican in the special primary race for the 7th Congressional District next Tuesday. We extended an invitation to Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany, who's also running in that primary on Tuesday. His campaign declined to participate. To catch up on any candidate interviews you may have missed, go to WPR.org and click on the politics link in the news tab.